And as you just heard from our national partners, NJ Transit Rail Service is suspended because of that locomotive engineer strike that began today. Our regional transportation infrastructure is feeling the knock-on effects. SEPTA says it's making sure its customers who connect to NJ Transit Rail are aware of the strike. Spokesman Andrew Bush says SEPTA agents are helping commuters gather information on what's best for their travel needs.
Whether it's our customer service representatives or if they're talking to conductors on the trains, trying to make sure that they understand what's going on and that most likely if their normal connection is not going to be there, but to search for what is operating and see if that'll accommodate them for the time being.
Bush says SEPTA is encouraging customers to seek out bus alternatives to ensure some kind of service continuity. More than $1.4 million has been raised for the Philadelphia District Attorney race between Patrick Dugan and Larry Krasner. WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza tells us more.
Philly architect James Wiper says he wants to give Krasner another term in office and donated about $3,000 to help make it happen.
I find his emphasis on restorative justice very moving. I think that's a tremendous correction of injustices that have happened in the past, and I think that's long overdue.
Local real estate broker Barbara Capozzi donated about $16,000 to his opponent Dugan and an anti-Krasner super PAC. Capozzi says in a statement that retail crime needs to stop. Repeat offenders need to be prosecuted, and criminals need to fear the district attorney's office. Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.
Most of our region is dry at this hour, but down on the Jersey Shore, we still have some of those thunderstorms that impacted us earlier here in Philadelphia. Right outside our Independence Mall studio is actually a bit of blue sky right now, 70 degrees at 206. You are listening to 90.9.